So how many of these safety challenges that you guys were working with are about the infrastructure that you've been talking about, you know, the roads, bridges, yeah, driveways, and how many of these challenges are about the people who drive on them? Most notably, the people who are working in those regions.
Yeah, that's a perfect question for this project, because oftentimes in a situation like this, the traffic engineer may just look at how the roadway is built, some of the geometry, physical aspects, the volumes, stuff like that. But in our case, we knew that the users played an important role, right? It's not the roadways crashing into each other, it's people on the roadways crashing into each other. And so with the connected vehicle data and the in-vehicle monitoring system data, IVMS, we were able to pull out and observe driver behaviors in the environment in which they were crashing and having accessibility issues.
You've got a road network that wasn't built for such intense, heavy use. And you have drivers who are, in many cases, young,
right,
perhaps very tired from very tiring work, and because, again, of their age, statistically predisposed to risk-taking.
And also time is money.
Yeah.
They're in a hurry,
right?
Because if you don't get to it, someone else will get to it.
Right. Yeah. Drivers operating vehicles that are big and heavy under time pressures, et cetera, what could possibly go wrong? Is it fair to call this a perfect storm?
I think a lot of things aligned just right. Yeah. For these issues to be exacerbated by each of the points that you just made. And so you can't just look at the physical infrastructure to try to solve some of these problems. You really do have to look at some of the behavior issues.